timeline on what's happening was really not supposed to. It wasn't predicted to be happening for about another 18 months or so, about another year and a half from here was when this was predicted to happen. So it's happened sooner than it was anticipated, and so your guide...
The thing that happened 18 months later, what is that thing? Like the coronavirus or
yes.
the economy?
Well, the coronavirus and the economy, the coronavirus is... At the highest levels, it's being used as a leverage to get people to make a change. When people don't like change, human beings don't like change. So unless they're forced to change, they're not going to change. So this was part of a plan to help.
Help humanity?
It's definitely to help humanity, but it's a plan to help move people toward the change that needs to happen. It's very scary for people when they get terrified to a certain point, they will make a change. So, yes, it was, it's to help move the entire world forward into a much more empowered state, to be very helpful to human beings. And it may not look that way, the way it's occurring, but it will produce a very beneficial effect. And you're part of helping produce that by continuing your classes and helping people with the cryptocurrency. That's
like Rubble Guys in the dream again.
Mm-hmm.
They show me when we go to 10,000 and 9,000. And then they blasted that information in the dream, and then they also gave me a calendar, September.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time they gave me a calendar, so a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me the price, and then they gave me a calendar. Can they do that all the time, or I have to ask them to do that?
You can ask them to do it. As Samir is saying, it's very important. There are very strict rules about how extraterrestrials and spirit beings can interact with people inside of the dimension. And violation of those rules has consequences. It becomes not helpful. To the people inside of the dimension. So sometimes they will be able to show you a calendar. Other times they will give you the information in another way. They will give you a date by maybe showing you a cherry tree in blossom, which means springtime. So they'll find different ways they can communicate the information so you will be able to understand it within a timeline. Sometimes they'll be able to do that. Other times, like with what's happening right now with the virus, the timeline looked like it was going to be at least 18 months in the future. And here it is. It's happening right now. So it's going to be very important for you. Beings outside of the timeline, when they look into the artificial construct that is three dimensions, which three dimensions beings have linear minds, everything is past, present, and future. When you work with extraterrestrials or spirit beings, everything is happening simultaneously. Everything is in the now. And so they can watch the dimension and they can give a best guess. But as you continue to do your meditations and your work, give your work into the world, you will develop, your psychic skills are a byproduct of that, and you will be more psychically sensitive to the movement of the timeline than the spirit guides can be or the extraterrestrials can be. So in other words, they're working out that communication of how to help you develop the psychic feeling about where the timelines are moving. And you will become better able to read that because you're inside of the dimension operating with a linear mind and you're reaching outside of the dimensions. So you'll become better able, as you move along, you'll become better able to predict timing than they will. And right now, all they can do is give you some hints here and there, occasionally showing you a calendar, occasionally suggesting a particular timing. But you're going to become more accurate than they are about timing. Went really fast upward. They were driven by the fact that it became a game for wealthy people to play in the crypto market. So anything new that came out, anything new and shiny, these wealthy people who were gaming, drove the prices way high. What's the latest shiny new thing that I can jump into and claim that it's going to be the next great thing? So you saw a lot of artificial movement through the market. You saw a lot of nonsense going on in the market. And what is going to happen with where the world economy is going and where things are going in the United States, you're going to see those little boutique cryptocurrencies start to fall apart. They don't have staying power. They didn't build the infrastructure to stay around. So you're going to see a lot of those companies go under. And you'll be able to tell when you look at a company, you look at where it started, what it looked like, where it went, and where it is, and you'll be able to tell, oh, they're not going to be able to hold through what's coming. And there are a lot of them that are going to fall apart in the coming months. So just be aware of that. Watch for that. And trying to secure their fortune. So it's moved from being a pastime for wealthy people to play with the market, the crypto market, and talk about it at cocktail parties and such. It's moved from being that to people seeing it as their only chance to actually make money and be able to survive during the recession and the depression and the loss of jobs and such. He's saying, what's happening at the larger level? And he's saying, he doesn't even know if this is, he's saying, try to grasp at the global level of what's happening. Structures are breaking down. Supply chains are breaking down. Global businesses who even look at the respirators they need in the hospitals. You have a president who says, we're not going to give any of our respirators to Canada, who needs them more right now than we do, although we have a great need for them. And Canada says, that's fine, don't give us any, but we give you all of the parts to make them, so we're going to stop giving you the parts. So you have these high-level political game playing going on. And for the last, 30 years, you've had an internet, which has allowed individuals to connect with other individuals around the world. And at that grassroots level, you have people connecting country to country and not paying attention to politics or borders. Now, the cryptocurrency market has come in at that level, the grassroots, well below the political structures. And it's starting to be legitimized at that level, where people from different countries can trade with different people in other countries for what they need. So your political structures are going to start to fall apart and be ineffectual when the people rise up and say no more and they start using the cryptocurrency. Does that make sense to you, where you see that movement going on?
Own digital currency to bypass the sanctions on my brand. So there has been a lot of movement between different countries that they use because the president is possession on their country, so they use alternative currency. So it has been going on for the past 2 years.
Yes.
But I think right now with the world economy like this, and more and more country and company, like Wall Street company, Fortune 1000, every day you're hearing an odd name thrown into the hat that they're developing blockchain, Tensor, have that, or the supply chain. I mean, the universe forcing people to use blockchain right now.
Yes.
That's the best way. Summary.
Yes.
But yeah, the universe is using this virus, not only for a change, but to like embrace this industry.
Right now,
they will be financially okay when depression is here?
They can be if the end market in Sarnia, the way it's been being used as a tool for entertainment for wealthy people.
I'm concerned.
You're not other psychics. You're actually trying to lead them in directions where they can learn what a good company is, how to make a good investment, how to make a sound investment, how not to go overboard, how not to think of this as a penny slot machine. You're really trying to get them intelligent, financially intelligent, with a product that is moving from the fringes into mainstream. So no more betting or gambling. There's some sound principles that need to be followed that you want to share with them and get them out of that gambling type of, you know, taking risk gambling. The reasons the market went up was because so many people thought, oh, this is a fun game to play, and they jumped in, so all of the markets went up. Well, it's no longer a fun game to play. This is about learning how to maneuver in a new world situation with a new product that already were in countries that had weaker economies. They're already starting to make plans about how to deal with famine in countries that aren't as developed. So this is not just the United States at this point. This is the world at this point. And that's very different.
Yeah, I know.
That's a very different picture than the last time the United States went through a depression. So it's an all new game. It's all new rules. And you're just trying to get ahead of the curve with the financial markets and helping people to learn how to financially take care of themselves.